filling in for Sam Cedar, one of only three people to be fired by Air America twice, Mark Maron.
All right. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, progressive utopians with no sense of humor, lurking conservatives. Good morning, everybody in the booth. Lauren, Justin, Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman, Brendan P.W. McDonald. Good morning to you out there. It is, what is it, like 3 days before Christmas now? What day is today? Thursday. Today is Thursday, December 21st, so that means 4 days. 4 days before Christmas. What does it mean? It means, can we have a good time today? Would that be all right with everybody if we try to just have some fun and not be negative and dwell on how bad everything is and what that there's no justice in this world? Can I just waste your time for a few hours? Would that be all right? Oh, I had a discussion with the new CEO here at Air America, Scott Elberg, who's a decent man. We were talking yesterday about not so much about the future of Air America, because no one knows what that's going to be. That's going to be a surprise. Who knows what's going to happen with Air America Radio? I don't want to dwell on that, but there was a discussion we had about the difference between right-wing radio and left-wing radio and why right-wing radio is so damn popular. Although left-wing radio, the progressive talk format has become more popular, it is certainly not as popular as right-wing radio. And Mr. Elberg in the discussion said, on some level, right-wing radio is more entertaining. And that's an interesting idea there. Is right-wing radio more entertaining? I don't know if it is necessarily more entertaining, but what it is that when you deal with a point of view, an ideology that is as narrow as the right-wing ideology, when your focus, your context is narrow and everybody is on the same page and everybody's a bully and everybody is not afraid to lie and the anger is focused on being a bully and talking down to the underdog and wrangling and fear-mongering. When it's that focus, when the anger is focused in that direction and comes from that tone, it's uplifting to some people, and they find it empowering. And those kind of people obviously aren't the kind of people that listen to a left-wing talk radio. And I think that sometimes from the left, our anger comes from such a gut-feeling place, such a guttural place, such a, you know, we demand justice. We want justice now. And people hear that on the radio like, oh, my God, that they need help of some kind. Somebody should help that person. And I don't know if that is entertaining, but that I don't think that's essentially what a lot of people on the left, certainly if the further left you get, the progressive utopians with no sense of humor, want entertainment as much as they want justice and truth. So how do you mix that? How do you bring, is it, am I wrong? Is there a lot of you out there perhaps listening to me? I don't know how many people are really listening this week, especially today, because this is the first day of many people's vacations. What is it that is entertaining? And I had another conversation with somebody yesterday. I got a call for an interview request. I just found out that my half-hour comedy special is airing. The Comedy Central Presents Mark Maron is airing January 12th for the first time. So I get an interview request. Someone, my manager calls me, says, there's an interview request that Fresno Daily B or something wants to interview you for your Comedy Central special. So I'm like, oh, great. It's going to be about me. I'm going to talk to the reporter. She calls me and she's like, yeah, hi. I wanted to talk to somebody about irony. Is irony dead? Is irony back? And I'm sitting there going, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. I had to look up irony, and I still didn't know what the hell you were talking about. It's a misused word, and I was babbling and rambling about irony and about what it means, and she started talking about The Daily Show. Is that ironic? Irony is the most misused word in the world. I mean, is it? I am not a sarcastic person. I am not somebody who does who condescends. To me, that what is known as ironic in contemporary culture when it comes to humor is a smug detachment, a condescension, a seeming arrogance, a seeming holier-than-thou disposition in some respects. I think that one of the great examples of what is called irony is whatever. whatever, that the word whatever, the detachment for that, that implies that this conversation is over because either I already know what you're talking about, or I don't have time to talk about it, or you know, it's just not that important, you're stupid. Am I wrong? What are you looking at, Brennan?
Well, yeah, but I think The Daily Show is irony.
It's irony in context. I think that the satirical context of making fun of a news show by turning it on its head is ironic,
right,
in a satirical sense.
Well, Colbert is strict satire. And The Daily Show, where he's not so much as playing a character as really just being himself, Jon Stewart, in a more high profile manner, and his commentary is ironic.
I get what you're saying, but I think that the whole disposition of Colbert, the whole presentation of that, could be seen as ironic because he is doing this character that is turning the right-wing talk show host on its head. Whereas you're saying that the disposition, which irony is another word for satire in some uses.
It's distinct things.
Kinda. I mean, I'm sitting with my buddy Sam Lipsight last night, and he's a brilliant guy. He's a genius writer who went to Brown, a guy who did his homework. And I'm like, can you give me the definition of irony? And he goes, it's been around for a long time. it's a device that Aristophanes used.
I use a visual tool for it. You know what's irony to me? It's some Brooklyn kid in Williamsburg wearing a T-shirt of Mama's Family. Or something like that, that is, you know, completely antithetical to who that kid is, and you know he would never watch it, but he's wearing the shirt as a statement of how detached he is from what that thing is.
Right, right. It's an opposite thing. It's completely contrary to make a point. And I think that's why it's powerful in terms of, as a satirical tool, to do something completely contrary to make a point about what really is, which I think The Daily Show does in its tone. That's what irony is. But I realize something about myself. I'm rambling to this woman, babbling on about irony, and I cannot get to a point. And I kept saying to her, like, I don't know what you're asking me. And then there was the horrible question of, like, you remember when they said irony was dead after 9/11? And I'm like, I didn't know what it meant then. I mean, irony on some level is the way that this was the funny thing that the Lipsight says to me. He says, irony is what got people through World War II. And I'm like, what does that mean? You're not defining it for me. What do you mean, that irony in the trenches? So I said, what do you mean? Like, so a soldier in the trenches of World War II is walking over the corpses of his friends in this horrendous battlefield situation. Then all of a sudden, he finds a duckling. Is that ironic? And Sam says, I guess it's ironic if he picks the duckling up and goes, oh, look, in the midst of all this death and horror and suffering, I found a little duckling. And then the duckling blows him up. That would be ironic. And I'm like, all right, well, I still don't understand exactly what it means.
George Carlin defined it pretty well, actually.
Yeah.
Was that if you have a guy walking across the street and he gets hit by a truck, that's an accident.
Yeah.
If he's walking across the street and the guy is walking across the street because he's a diabetic and he's going to get his medicine and he gets hit by a truck that's carrying sugar, that's also just an accident. If he's walking across the street to go get his diabetes medicine and he gets hit by a truck that's carrying insulin, that's irony.
Okay. All right.
Well, I had an eighth grade English teacher who said basically it's just the opposite. It's when the opposite of what's supposed to happen happens.
Right. Well, that's a standard definition, but I just think it's one of those. See, I have a hard time with smugness. I could never stand Dennis Miller before he was a right-wing lapdog. I couldn't stand him as a comic because I thought that what he was presenting to the world was a faux intellectual disposition. He was just an eloquent name caller. And now I don't even know what the hell he's doing now. I watched his last special. You know, it's one thing if you want to choose sides and pretend like you're just still doing comedy. But he is a dispenser of right wing talking points. It looks like we got some people calling 866-303-2270, chiming in on the difference between right wing radio and left wing radio. I think that for some people, hatred, unabashed, unashamed, ignorant hatred is entertaining and empowering because it enables them to feel like they are not the victims, which is also the fundamental problem with the poor people in this country who believe that Republican policy represents them. They will not see themselves. The denial necessary to believe that you are not a victim in this country, if you are, you know, as a, if you are anybody other than this Goldman Sachs CEO who just got a $53.4 million bonus, If you think that, you know, somehow or another that you were empowered in this country, take a look at these statistics. In terms of 5% of Hispanics in the U.S. regularly go hungry. As many as 20% do not have sufficient access to nutritious food. And this is from a report that came out in the U.S. yesterday. Now, this is amazing. The people going hungry are non-Hispanic blacks, 8%, Hispanics, 5%, non-Hispanics, whites, 3%. That's in America. And these are the people, you'll find some of these poor, more desperate, you know, angry white people because of religion that will, you know, just jump onto the Republican bandwagon because they think it represents them, because they'd rather hate than honestly see that they were being screwed by policy. But I'm moving around. So if you want to call, it looks like a lot of people want to call. 866-303-2270. I will take your calls. I got to go to the Y. Lipside and I went to a Marcelleria, had a double porterhouse, man. I'm not ashamed of that. I have a good portion of cattle tromping through my colon right now. And I'm okay with it, man. If I go to the Y today, I'm going to be like Superman. You didn't go see Rocky. We didn't see it?
No, I had to buy presents for my stupid family for jerks.
We'll be back in a second. It's 9:17, Marin in for Cedar.
Hey, conservatives, feel like dumbing down the conversation?
Well, I don't want to go because that's not a war for us Republicans to fight. We'll let the less fortunate fight it. What do you want me to tell you?
Put down that stupid juice for a minute and call 866-303-2270.
The problem with you liberals is you think you're smarter than we conservatives.
Sam Cedar.
Hey, I'm an adult.
Only on Air America Radio.